From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Senior North and South Korean officials are holding their first face-to-face talks at this hour in 2 years after a series of North Korean missile tests and belligerent, warlike rhetoric from Pyongyang. The North Korean delegate Ri Sung-kwon said, "I think we should be engaged in these talks with an earnest, sincere manner to give a New Year's gift, precious results, to the Korean nation." The talks are being held in Panmunjom, the so-called peace village, straddling the border where the 1953 armistice that ended the fighting in the Korean War was signed. The two countries are still officially at war. President Trump is calling Tuesday's talks a big start and says he hopes they go beyond a conversation about whether the North will be a part of next month's Winter Olympics. South Korea said it will announce Tuesday whether it will respect an agreement between the country's previous government and Japan that was aimed at resolving a feud over so-called comfort women who were forced to work in Japan's wartime brothels. Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa will hold a news conference Tuesday to reveal what measures the government intends to take to follow up on a public-private panel that concluded last week that the accord had failed to meet the women's needs. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said the deal, under which Japan apologized to victims and provided $8.8 million to a fund to help them, was seriously flawed. Japan said any attempt to revise the deal could damage relations between the two countries. This is VOA News.